Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, a terrible joke of the day, taking a dishwasher dump, and Patty G as Peter Gabriel. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast...
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over you to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your... don't let them mooch off your...
No mooching.
Do it now.
I'm a crop duster. Oh. I'm a crop duster. I just let one fly.
There he is.
My.
Look at him.
I'm a crop duster. I'm a crop duster. Here comes one now. I act just like a boy, because breaking wind is a constant joy. This one reeks like old Milwaukee. But by the time they do detect, I'm in my car and thinking, what the heck? So what if it smells like bombed out Nagasaki? Oh, yeah, I'm a crop duster. I'm a crop duster. I just let one fly. Sing along, everybody. My. I'm a crop duster. I'm a crop duster. Here comes one now. I was in the hall on my way to a bathroom stall. I ripped one and walked a little faster. And everybody in that church, their noses crunched and their shoulders lurched. I felt like yelling out, I'm so sorry, Pastor. I'm a crop duster.
He's a crop duster.
I'm a crop duster.
He's a crop duster.
I just let one fly. My. I'm a crop duster. I'm a crop duster. Here comes one now.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Thanks very much for joining us here in the big room. We have Ace Cosby, our engineer. Ace, of course, is responsible for the Ace Cosby joke of the day.
Responsible, sure. Indeed. Yeah, guilty.
Yesterday may have been a rough day.
I've been working on the product.
Oh, okay.
Without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, forget the introductions.
Oh,
time
my goodness.
Now. These are cultural observations. I like to call it the op-ed page of contemporary culture with Ace Cosby.
Now, this was inspired by Mr. Chick McGee.
Thank you. I've
been working with the fine folks at Apple.
Yeah.
Creating a product for people who don't get my jokes. It's called the Eye Roll.
The eye roll.
Come on, who's laughing at that?
I thought it was
Altman's laughing.
You got your iPhone. You got your
iPod.
iPod.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Oh, That's a good
one. There we go. Okay, there's Willie, there's Chick, there's Josh, there's Christy, and we've been joined by Jessica Alsman from her home.
Hello.
Good to see you, Jessica. And Pat Godwin's in the other room. Pat, how's it going in there?
Good, good, good.
Okay.
I didn't leave one good.
No, in fact, the more goods, the less I believe.
Fine.
You caught me off guard. I thought you had to talk to Jess.
Okay. We had a story yesterday. I'm glad we have a lady present.
Thanks. Who? You know, because I'm sitting here.
You have already expressed your disgust with this story.
Two ladies.
Do you want to? Are you talking about the dishwasher?
Yes,
story
I am
again?
Talking about the dishwasher.
Of course you are, because you can't let it go.
How did he get the story?
This is sick.
Haven't we all agreed to kind of start filtering when he gets those sort of stories?
You know, no, but I think you have to understand that
I have no control.
In the words of Jack Nicholson, you can't handle the truth. This is a story that this
I can handle the truth, but this is disgusting.
Well, but this happened. Someone did this. The question is why?
In Canada, they're searching for a burglary suspect who broke into a home and defecated in the dishwasher. Police say the burglar did not take anything. He just left something.
Well. He took somewhere. Right?
According to Guelph police, the suspect entered the home.
Yeah, we know.
Look at him. He can't even.
I mean, do you just sit on the toilet and giggle during the whole process?
Can you imagine?
you go to the trouble
to break into somebody's house and you just drop a deuce in the dishwasher. This had to be some kind of revenge thing.
He entered the home through an unlocked sliding glass door, so he didn't have to break in, so to speak.
Well, technically, that's breaking.
We don't know if it's a he.
Yeah, we don't. But
I would bet.
Nothing was taken. However, the culprit defecated on the open dishwasher before leaving the residence. Why was the dishwasher open, too?
Well,
I don't understand
that. Sometimes when you do the dishes,
mine's always open.
You open the door so that all that hot, steamy air goes out.
Your dishwasher's always open?
Yeah, because when I wash by hand and then put them in the dishwasher.
Wait a minute. You don't run the dishwasher? So it's just a dish rack?
Yeah.
It's a dish rack.
No, you're supposed to wash them thoroughly.
No,
that's wrong. You wash them thoroughly, put them in there, and then turn it on and run the cycle
again,
so they get sterilized.
You wash them twice.
I like to wash my dishes by hand.
Me too.
Cut my own grass.
Well, let's draw the line at somewhere.
what am I, an animal? Come on.
Out of that kind of time.
I'm
sorry.
Authorities are searching for the suspect.
I've used my dishwasher. I've been in the new compound just over 4 years. I've used it twice.
What?
See? Maybe three times.
Mine runs at least twice a day, usually three times.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he's insane.
Three times a day?
Extremes.
I don't like leaving my house with dirty dishes under any circumstances.
Oh, you would hate me.
So you don't wait till it's full and then run it?
No. Uh-uh.
Doesn't make any sense.
You're wasting
water.
You are a waster.
It's my water, my well. I earned it. I do it my way. This is America. Don't tell me when to wash my dishes.
If you put too many dishes in there,
they don't get cleaned.
Well, that's fine.
You gotta space them out.
I didn't say too many.
No, but you can fill it up.
Wait for the grape nuts to turn into steel on the bowl while we wait three days to fill the dishwasher.
When you leave for work every day, you start the dishwasher.
Usually, yeah.
No matter, there could be one fork and one plate.
Well, it depends. You know, this morning, it's a long story. I emptied it out this morning because I'd done some extra stuff. And then I put it on just a rinse cycle. Then I have a card that I put out on top of the dishwasher that says rinsed, not washed, so they know.
Hilarious.
Why do you put the card there? Because you don't let anyone do the dishes.
My God.
So the card is useless.
To remind himself.
I would like to talk about that. When I say I want to do the dishes, that means don't come in the kitchen.
I
have a system. This goes on my left, this goes on my right, and then people come in and suspect this.
You must be an absolute joy to live
with. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Man,
your gal deserves a medal. She deserves
How about a thank you for doing the dishes all the time?
She fills out forms.
I bet she thinks. Does she thank you?
Oh, God, no.
The people at FEMA are going to be at your house for her. Bless her heart.
Yes. That is untrue. We always thank you, and then it's so frustrating, you guys. Yeah, I'm done.
Can you just use paper plates at home just so you can avoid
Kidding? Tom doesn't have paper plates in his house.
Tom, I do. I just don't like it.
When you did the dishes this morning and you emptied the dishwasher, did you at all remind yourself of this story about the burglar taking a dump in the dishwasher? And
I didn't think about it.
Oh, okay.
You didn't? Really?
No.
I figured you would have maybe laughed.
That's because I think Christy asked the question yesterday. So you come home, someone has dropped a live doog in your dishwasher. Do you get a new one?
Yes, and that's what I brought up Donnie because I thought maybe, you know, this could be a great...
Donnie is
Jessica's
boyfriend.
And he
sells
in
dishwashers.
A major appliance store.
That'd be quite a commercial.
Yeah.
You see a big fat guy climbing down from the counter. Well, see if it's no streaks now. Cascade.
Put your dishwasher to the test.
You want to see a cascade?
You want to see spots on your dishes? Or
you know, yesterday we read the story and I thought, why would anyone ever poop in someone's dishwasher? And then we started talking about your dishwashing protocol, and now I completely understand.
I bet you can't wait to take a dump in his dishwasher.
Let's start the bidding. How much we give Willie to crap in the washer?
That really is a message. The dishwasher.
Yeah,
this is a revenge thing. Yeah. I think this guy's probably the little league coach, and he didn't put in some guy's kid to pitch, and this guy's going over there. And
but this is in Canada, right?
Yes.
Maybe he was trying, or she was trying to be polite, and like, oh man, I don't want to make a mess on their floor, eh? I better just put it here.
Wouldn't you way rather have somebody dump on your floor?
Yes.
You can just clean that up.
You hide it and they wouldn't find it.
Ugh. Oh, yeah, under the couch or something.
But apparently, I know that when I was the victim of a burglary, the burglar or burglars took the liberty of doing that.
They
what?
They did
took
what?
A crap in your house?
Yeah.
Where?
On the floor.
What?
Absolutely.
Wow. When was this?
It was 1975, New York City, 400 West was the address.
That's right.
Absolutely.
So right around the corner from Dorothy Park.
No, it was not too far from Hamilton Hall, of course. Alexander Hamilton. Founded 17.
Before Hamilton was Hamilton.
Named after Murray Hamilton. Sheriff.
Fine actor in Jaws.
The mayor from Jaws.
Amazing.
And by the way, this happened. Oh, shoot. Christy, do you remember the...
Yeah, I said Guelph. You don't listen to anything.
Guelph?
Nope.
Yes.
G-U-L-P-H.
It's pronounced G-W-E-L-P-H. Guelph.
Okay. Well, that's where it took place. So,
it's in Canada.
Now, yeah. Pat, I understand that you've been working up a tribute to
this calls for a little unplugged Peter Gabriel.
Congratulations, everyone. This is the longest setup we've ever done. Congratulations for making it through, and here
that
we go.
That can't be true, Chan.
You're gonna have a steam pile in a very sterile place. You're gonna see duty on your dishes. And I'd love to see the look on your face when you wake up in the morning. And a keister cake is what you see.
Keister cake.
Yes, sir.
I'm known as the Mad Shatter. Grunting, making sounds from my rear end. I'm gonna make a big bad butt dumpling. One that's curly with a tapered end. I'm gonna dump your dishwasher. And I won't rob your place. Just wanna dump your dishwasher. This will be my ass baloney.
What?
Oh, you're doing Sledgehammer. I swear to God, I thought it was big time. I swear to God.
Well, nice tribute to Peter
Gabriel.
We know
who wrote that.
Ass baloney.
Come on.
Funny.
What was the other one? Keister cake.
Big bad butt dumpling. Pat, were you embarrassed to do that?
Not at all. I actually I needed that yesterday.
Really?
My God.
Boy.
Oh, thank you very much, Pat Godwin, ladies and gentlemen.
Christy was disgusted.
Yeah, I was.
Hey, look, you guys can't handle the truth. This is a genuine news story.
If for some reason we all get interviewed by someone and they come up to you and they're, now what are you what's your which song is your you most know, proud of?
You know,
it's when the guy crapped in the dishwasher.
You know what's embarrassing?
Keister cake. And
here's what's embarrassing about
what?
It. I wrote all of that. Tom calls me. It's his idea right from the Starbucks. And we're giggling like little kids.
Of course you are. Of course you are.
Good
ass baloney.
I hope they discover what happened here.
Yeah, it would be nice to know
This is an inside job, somebody.
I really think that it was, you're not going to give me back my Tupperware? And then you get revenge.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it was a Karen. Ooh.
No.
Oh, they have Karens in Canada?
I'm sure they
do.
Or
are they like Lilies in Canada or something
These are all fair questions. To change the subject completely, yesterday on the show, this is, I don't know how to put this delicately, but I'm trying to prevent people from burning down their houses. Yesterday, one of our listeners sent us a thing saying you can heat up pizza by taking your toaster and putting it sideways.
I think it was a joke.
And
Jake took it seriously.
It may be a joke, but
there's the photo.
The fireman that I got the letter from.
Yeah.
When the house caught on fire, don't turn your toaster sideways.
Isn't that what happened on This Is Us? Didn't the fire it was crock pot.
That was crock pot.
Gosh, that made me cry. Oh my god.
Me too.
That episode.
Oof. God.
I was really sad during the episode where all the rich entitled people were crying about how bad their lives were.
That was tough.
Yeah. My mom lied to me once. Get over it, you pussy.
I can't lose weight.
I loved that show and then immediately hated it.
Are you serious?
My mom lied to me once.
Oh, Jesus. We need 3 episodes of this guy bitching about that? Live a life.
I think it was one of the cliffhangers.
There are people out there with real problems.
No kidding.
So anyway, the point is, don't. Here's our tip. I must have gotten 40 letters from people who have those air fryers that love them.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, sure.
Big thing.
We got talking about the air fryer and how great it is.
You're upsetting Christy somehow.
Well, Christy gave away her air fryer. Well,
I gave it to Josh.
Yeah, I broke mine.
Another one.
I will.
Now, Josh, how did you break yours? Did you go over 100,000 miles and the turbo broke?
Oh, God. Look at Godwin.
Yeah, Godwin's laughing the loudest.
100,000 miles.
Your thoughts, Pat?
Wouldn't it be 100,000 pounds?
No, it was miles.
Funnier because
I measured it in distance.
Get the turbo joke in there.
I was taking it out. There were drumsticks in there, and I was taking the basket out.
The ice cream.
I am. Yes, I air fry my drumstick ice creams. That's how bad I am. I'm so. I removed the chicken legs, put them on a plate, and then when I went to put the basket down, I dropped it. It hit the ground, and it was still so hot, it warped out of shape and cooled that way. So it wouldn't fit.
It wouldn't work.
Yeah. Man, Godwin's still laughing.
Should we do like a food hack of the day every day on the show?
I have a great one.
I got a really good one too.
What's yours?
Hershey's chocolate syrup.
Yeah.
You know when you get to the end and
you drink it right out of the can?
And you're trying to get that last bit out and you
right?
can't. What are you eating? Take the top off and then pour milk in there.
Uh-huh.
And then shake it up and you've got a delightful jolt.
Wow,
of chocolate.
Yeah, that's
awesome. That's a great hack.
Yeah, like a Gatorade sleeve bottle.
It may be too simple for you, chick.
When you drink.
But I know in your case, you would do the same thing with booze.
A little cream to milk.
And you make yourself one of those chocolate mudslides. Yes.
Now, did you, before you drank the milk that you shook up in the Hershey bottle, did you put the squirter top back on so that you could just squirt it in your mouth like a drink? Or did you just sip out of it?
Like a water bottle.
Josh, after shaking it, then I poured into a glass like a civilized gentleman.
Of course. Oh.
I don't suck it out like I'm at some glory hole at the bus station.
Like it's...
What?
What? Oh, it's real rough. Oh, yes. You're going to look back at that and go, ooh, maybe
you caught me there once, and I'm not going to have you throw it in my face.
Well, no, Chick, that's the thing, is that he never looks back on any of it.
No.
After you say it, it's done. Yeah. It's gone forever.
This is a great cooking hack that I used over the weekend. You take a big piece of aluminum foil, fold it up and put it in your drain so it covers your drain, and you squish it in there, and then you pour your bacon grease in it, and then it hardens,
awesome.
And then you wrap it up and throw it in the trash. It's awesome.
That's pretty good.
That's genius. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I just fill pickle jars.
Yeah, it's genius.
I keep my bacon grease to cook with. Why
well, I keep some
away?
Of it, but
well, what
I
do you
don't...
spread on your toast?
What do you use for your green beans? You got to have some bacon grease, but you don't want all of it.
That's a good. I like
it's
that.
It's a Christy. Really great.
And my green beans, I cook them with actual bacon pieces.
I do that too.
So
yeah, there's a barbecue.
I start them with bacon grease.
We're gonna have to send for some food to go. I like this new feature, though. Food hacks.
Yeah,
food
it's
hacks.
Good.
Yeah.
Those are two good ones, I think.
Those are good.
I do the same thing with detergent, by the way.
What?
Laundry detergent, when you get to the end.
Oh, you pour water in it?
Put some water in there, shake it up. And
I do that with dishwashing soap, too.
Yeah.
You don't do that?
You open a book and read it, too? These are all obvious. There's no hacks here.
That last one is not a hack.
There's a hack here.
Now, when you're done with a bottle of vodka chip, you take a ball peen hammer, break it into pieces, and lick them all.
That's right.
Okay,
I lick all the lines. I cut my tongue every now and then, but it's worth it.
Sure, we'll get some good hacks from our guests.
Yeah, I like those.
Well, do you open a book and read it too?
Right to you. You looked him right in the eyes and said that.
I did.
Sometimes when I watch a movie,
man, I got nothing to live for.
Okay,
Chick,
turn the sound up.
Chick McGee, last book you read that didn't have the word Washington or Redskins in the title?
Sonny Liston, The Murder of Sonny Liston.
There we go.
There you go.
Very good. Very
sports
good.
Related. Though.
Who killed him?
The mob, man. Really? Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna move on now.
He beat up people for the mob.
We have Uranus in the news.
Yeah, not mine. Yours.
Ask me, and then no one answers.
And Venus.
Did you go squirt some milk in a chocolate?
You still haven't gone to that Wienermobile thing.
I know. It's right here.
Okay.
You know what's good? A hack is take a hot dog and put some bread around it. Throw that down.
Whoa, I'm writing that one down.
That's
hey,
good.
Chick, you better sit down for this. Try putting mustard on there.
What?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.